the name of our newborn Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dear friends. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. So we sing at Christmas, and so we shall sing at the close of this Holy Night Communion. The birth of the Savior of the world was announced by the song of the angels. And the song begun that night above the fields of Bethlehem continues down through all the ages, until with the coming again in glory of the child born this night of Mary, all the redeemed of God, together with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, will join in that endless song of praise before the throne of God and the Lamb. St. Luke tells us that an angel of the Lord announced the birth of the Savior to humble shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, and that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In the book of Job, we are told that at the creation, all the morning stars sang together, and all the angels of God shouted for joy. No wonder then that on this night when the Son of God was born to restore the fallen creation, lost in sin and doomed to die, the heavenly hosts appeared in glory and again burst into song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And no wonder that the Christmas song of the angels has found a place in the service of Holy Communion, in which the Lord whose birth the angels sang comes to feed us with the body born that night of Mary. And because he does, the altar is our Bethlehem, and the hallowed bread and cup, the swaddling clothes in which we find the Savior born this night to save us. To the frightened shepherds, the heavenly messenger says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A message not only for those humble shepherds, but for every human being whom God in his love has called out of nothingness into being. And because that is so, every human being in this world can say what you and I learned to say in the Catechism. I believe that God has made me. A staggering thought that all the billions of people on this earth, no matter how damaged by sin, exist not by chance, but by the will of a good and faithful Creator, who would have all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth that the child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger is the heaven-sent Savior, our Lord and our God. As we just sang in Dr. Luther's wonderful Christmas hymn, these are the signs that you shall mark, the swaddling clothes and manger dark. There you will find the infant laid by whom the heavens and earth were made. There are some words in a sermon preached by Dr. Luther at St. Mary's Church in Wittenberg on Christmas Day 1530 that have always spoken to my heart. I think they're words we can never hear too often. And this is what he said to his people on that Christmas long ago. For if it is true that the child was born of the Virgin and is mine, then I have no angry God, and I must know and feel that there is nothing but laughter and joy in the heart of the Father, and no sadness in my heart. For if what the angel says is true, that he is our Lord and Savior, what can sin do against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? In my sin, in my death, I must take leave of all created things. Sun, moon, stars, all creatures, physicians, emperors, kings, wise men, and potentates cannot help me. When I die, I shall see nothing but black darkness. And yet that light of the angel's message, to you is born this day the Savior, remains in my eyes and fills all heaven and earth. The Savior will help me when all have forsaken me. And when the heavens and the stars and all creatures stare at me with horrible mien, I see nothing in heaven and earth but this child. I see nothing in heaven and earth but this child. And seeing him, we are at peace and our hearts rejoice. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.